1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 7:51. And on the fourth Thursday of each month, joined by State Representative Fred Camillo of Greenwich. And good morning, Representative. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there, Tony. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. And we'll talk about, this week you held a State of the Budget event in town. Tell us how it went and what did people want to talk about?
Oh, it was very well attended at the Koskop Library on Tuesday night. And, people were, concerned about the usual things and taxes and tolls and everything else. And, when we got around to talking about the tolls, if the tolls were, as I was saying to a constituent yesterday, if it was a standalone issue and there were no other tax increase proposals on the board and the state was doing very well and we didn't have two huge tax increases, I think everybody would be more open to these things, but there's a pile-on effect coming on the heels of two huge tax increases in the last few years. People are really concerned now with a couple hundred more sales tax proposals from the governor on the table. The 0.5% tax to everybody that's going to pay for family and paid medical leave, plus the tolls, plus the 25% of the teacher's pension that the governor wants the towns to pay for. It's going to be one thing after another. That's why I call it the pile-on effect. And people are concerned about it. And you may have read yesterday, the House passed and the Senate barely passed an arbitration award for the newly formed Assistant Attorney General's Union. These are lawyers, about 185 of them, that are making $140,000 right now. And it's not that no one disputes that they don't deserve that and more, but to give them a $12,000 raise on top of $140,000 at a time when we have no money makes no sense at all. And there were eight Democrats who came over and voted with the Republicans on this in the House, and three Democrats joined the Republicans in the state Senate. So it was very close. It sends the wrong message, I believe, that, in the face of what's going on, that we're still spending money that we don't have. And I think that people who came to the office hour the other night were concerned about things like that. So I'm going to continue to have them, probably another one in like 3 or 4 weeks. And all opinions are welcome. It doesn't matter if you don't have to come into the door agreeing with everything I say or everybody else. It's just to hear your concerns or share your suggestions and your thoughts.
All right, let me pick up on the AGs, because there was a release from Attorney General Tong about his office, and honestly, Attorney General Jepson said the same thing before. They may be well-paid attorneys, however, they're making money for the state. Their argument is that they're bringing in more money through cases than is going out through their salary. So what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that is the same thing argument that we have with every single time we vote on one of these items. If we don't have the money, it's not like they're not making any money, Tony. They're making $140,000 a year with terrific benefits, terrific benefits. We're not saying they don't deserve it. What we're saying is we have no money, and you're bringing this up now. I respectfully disagree with Attorney General Tong and Mr. Jepson. And William's a good friend, but not at this time. We just don't have the money. And you're asking people, hardworking people, to pay all these $1 billion in new taxes, plus the tolls, plus throwing the other costs that they want to shift onto the towns. Everybody is being squeezed. Yet here we are giving an 11% raise at a time when we have no money. I couldn't disagree with them anymore. Now, again, no one is arguing that they don't deserve it or they don't work hard. But there's a lot of people that are working hard for the state that aren't getting that, are working hard and not for the state and aren't getting a raise. In fact, a lot of people are getting less money. So, to me, it just makes no sense at all. And again, it furthers the image of Connecticut that we just can't control ourselves when it comes to our economic situation here and how we budget.
All right, back to tolls now for a second. The argument for those supporting tolls is that, well, number one, there's not enough money in that transportation fund, even if with the lockbox on there. The other thing they're saying is that, you know, this money is needed for, you know, why not to have other people pay for these from out of state and so forth. Is there money in the fund? I mean, there seems to be a, you know.
Well, they haven't given it a chance yet. We just passed the lockbox initiative on the Special Transportation Fund in November. It doesn't take effect till July 1st. Yet, we passed this overwhelmingly, and the governor is raiding it already. So, why not, I would say to my friends who believe in tolls, why not give the Special Transportation lockbox a chance to work, number one. Number two, keep the way stations open. They're not open that much. Number three, look to a private-public partnership in certain areas when it comes to transportation. Number four, stop spending the most per mile in the country. Administratively, I keep saying that I sound like a broken record, but we spend $100,000 per mile on administrative costs on transportation when the national average is $9,600. Something is wrong there. This is not rocket science. Other states are getting this done. Our first reaction in Connecticut is when we have a problem, we need to raise revenue. Instead of looking at the problems that we have, managing our money, spending our money, and looking at other alternatives where there's plenty of blueprints of how to do this, the first thing they want to do is go to revenue raising with the tolls. The second part of that is, why not let other people pay, we're supposed to be paying 70% of this. Why not at least recapture 30%? Or it's probably a little less than 30%, which I don't have enough time to get into right now, but would be happy to at another time. But even if that argument is the only one I could understand, yeah, why not? I get that, but you're punishing your own constituents who are going to be footing, I think, 80% of this bill. With the meaning of the tolls. And again, you're going back, it's a pile-on effect. If it was just a standalone thing and there was no other taxes on the board and we just didn't come off of two huge tax increases where people are leaving the state. We're slated to lose a congressional seat in 2030 because people are leaving the state. Out-migration, we're number one or number two. People cannot ignore these facts. Tolls are not going to help that. No one has made an argument that tolls are going to help businesses and help people and keep people in the state.
All right. State Representative, we're going to have to end it right there. We're out of time. Thanks very much.
Go Yankees.
Go Yankees. Go Mets. All right.
Take care, Tony.
All right, State Representative Fred Camillo joins us the fourth Thursday of the month. And next week, it's State Representative Livvy Florin.
Mostly sunny.